Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm good. I'm Druid. I don't need no material components. I just dig in the ground.
Favorite Dungeons and Dragons podcast, Goodberry Smoothies, brought to you directly from the Feywild by our friends at That's Not Canon Productions. When we last left our heroes of the Feywild, they had just heard tell of the tale of Baba Yaga. Now, let's listen in and see if our heroes can save the Feywild!
It was a... If you were awake, if you want to see it, basically she was talking to what seems to be a lightly green, golden, glowing ghost of a centaur.
Okay.
Of a female centaur.
Is that like...
visible?
Mm-hmm. Oh. When she wants to be. Nella speaks for the greater fae of this realm.
Yep.
Because the greater fae of this realm can't speak for herself.
No, that's
at
why
the moment.
Yeah, I think I've seen the same before. I just wanted to make sure it was sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nella was one of the centaurs in the first tribe that we visited, that Nettle came and killed all of.
Love that girl.
Yeah. All of them.
I will bride her.
Nettle killed all of them.
Yeah, all four.
Every
of them.
Single one. No fireballs happened.
No! Not at all.
The fireball was all Nettle's fault.
Okay. It is now...
The samples of the...
So what was
the
name
barbs.
Of the... Which?
The barbs.
Baba Yaga. B-A-B-A-Y-A-G-A. Yes, it is Russian folklore. It is also D&D canon. I am not sticking to the D&D canon strictly.
It sounds familiar. It's all like...
Baba Yaga is sort of like an anti... well, she's like a child snatcher. From
Thank
Russian
you.
Folklore.
Yep, yep.
She's one of the House of the Chicken Legs, right?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different...
Oh, is there actually one, like, in actual D&D lore as
Not
well?
In 5e yet, but in 3.5, yes.
Okay, no, I was just curious.
And she is the greatest of all witches. She resides in Feywild.
Okay, that was just interesting.
You have heard her mentioned before in relation to the Lady of the Doors.
Just put a... That next to her name.
Yeah.
Wait, so did Nettle want to be visible this time around?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nella,
yeah, sorry. Yeah, because
I am communing with Nettle.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, wrong.
Or
name.
Maybe you are.
I haven't.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Zane wouldn't do that. It's not like
I don't
Zane.
Think so. Yeah, because I was running tests on the barbs.
They are made of blackwood.
Anything different about the other blackwood?
The green, the parts that were green and glowing are some sort of crystal.
They're crystal.
Some sort of mineral crystal growth.
Is it magical?
It was, but it's not now.
It's not now. It's not anymore.
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Is this all still during the night?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you take care of all your business. Ask all your questions before you tell me your plan.
Well, that was my main thing I needed to do during the evening.
Well, since you're up, I'm going to just let you know about what I found.
The crystals.
The crystals.
The blackwood bars.
Yeah.
Forage before we leave.
Forage?
What could go wrong? strange forest. What could go wrong?
What are you foraging? Just
so
fruit?
What exactly
something that's
so
growing?
Okay.
Sure.
You know the glowing
survival.
Green bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are crystals.
Stupid one.
They used
no, not
to be
the one
the
that I rolled.
Magical
the,
crystal,
yeah.
But it's gone because it's not connected anymore.
Yeah, you can't find anything edible.
Did it get lost, though?
No.
Great.
Is he foraging?
Yeah.
I'm going to send them out.
You just have two crabs with you.
Great. Are they floating?
No.
Oh, God.
Can I just...
Scarred behind.
No, I'm going to send them separately.
Oh, okay, so they're just going to go foraging.
Yeah, they're just going to go foraging. Because
okay.
Apparently he's hungry, so...
Yeah.
But I'm going to get him to see if they can...
I just figured
food.
Before I do something, I should carry some stuff with me.
Yeah, absolutely. You come back empty-handed.
I'll speak to the trees.
Okay. You want
to
speak to the trees?
I would
trees?
Love to. Where's
okay.
the fruit?
Give me the
it's
fruit.
Not a roll, it's just a...
Give me the fruit of your loins.
You're speaking to the trees.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Let's do this.
Do
half
it.
The spell.
I don't have to roll anything for it, it just happens.
Are you speaking to regular trees?
I can.
Are you speaking to regular trees or blackwood trees?
The
blackwood trees are the closest ones.
Sure.
Regular trees...
What could they do wrong?
Okay. You speak to the blackwood trees. They acknowledge your presence.
Great, that's a good start. How are we all?
Empty.
You know what? I'm feeling a little bit empty too. Empty for some food.
I feel empathy.
Oh, I feel empathy for your empathy. It's great.
Drink the water.
I would love to. Where is it?
Falling.
Like the rain?
Yep.
Yes.
Do you have anything
sky
more
sky water?
Solid?
The earth?
Okay. In between, and not mud. Like, something that when I bite into will be kind of like the rain, but nothing like the dirt, ever.
Wood?
Softer. Fruit. You're a tree. Fruit. You must know what I'm talking about.
We're not allowed to bear fruit.
Oh, who says that? Don't let anyone tell you what to do. Now, cast some fruit, please.
I'm so empty.
It's really downer. This is the worst. Like, is it just the one I'm talking to, or is it the group kind of responding?
It's kind of a group.
Guys, ruining this for me. Okay.
You're ruining my great experience, forest.
Stupid, sad forest.
Stupid.
Why are you all empty?
No meaning.
Hey, providing shade right now. Plenty of meaning.
No sun.
But if there was sun, there'd be shade, thanks to you guys.
Lots of rain.
So much rain, don't get me started. But if there was sun...
Hmm?
Makes us sharp.
Makes you sharp.
Yeah.
Bad or good?
Fine.
You know, if you call a child sharp, that's a compliment. Quite the smart boy. Could be said for you.
I don't have a gender.
I want to make a note of that. Is it just you guys that don't?
Some trees have genders.
Good to know as well. Okay. Great. This touched me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was just depressing. At least it didn't poison me, I guess.
You literally
you know,
spoke
like,
to the black
one. If you turn around, there's like a regular forest
back there. I'm going to try the better looking
forest.
Burn them.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
We're Blackwood,
you'll
regular
have to,
forest.
You'll have to go a couple hundred metres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not immediately behind, but, you know.
It is a bit further away.
Yeah.
And it's a bit further away in the sense that...
Didn't we have to go through Blackwood to get to this spot?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Beyond here, is it does turn into conifer forest.
Yeah, because it was
nice.
River... And then there was a bridge there.
I'm going to hold on to that spell because God knows we're going to get attacked by a giant plant later. I'd be like, I wish I could speak to him, but I wasted my time with the damn sad tree.
Several people speak Sylvan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
What if it's not like a.
Yeah. Some of them don't.
Yeah.
That's true. It still operates for 10 minutes. I assume you cast it on yourself, not on the trees.
I can't remember what the cards say. I put the book away. Sure. Let's go with that. Quickly,
yes.
Hot tail
the Feywild.
I'm gonna hot tail it to the good trees.
Ooh, good trees.
Hey, sexy.
You run away yelling, "You're yeah, funny. I'm going to go talk to the good trees.
Funny
to
or
the
fun?
Ultra depressed
funny.
Trees.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so.
But now that I've told you a joke and I'm funny, what do you say, fruit?
Oh, fruit.
Yes.
The tree quivers and just a rain of pine cones.
Pine cones?
Do you have any more ripe fruit?
I think pine cones.
Great. Thank you. This was great for both of us.
You're welcome, friend.
I'm going to just go back down. I'm just a little disillusioned with these trees.
It's like the old world comic.
But you just, you know...
It's like, bring me the skulls of my enemies
like,
so I can drink all
of
them.
And you see
if
my enemies pine
skulls. If it wanted
like
to give me anything but pine cones, it would have pointed me in the direction. It would have been love like, I don't do fruit, but that guy does. So like, no, here's some fruit, pine cones.
It's a
kind
of a forest. There's no fruit.
Yeah, that is fruit to it.
You walk back in and you see the two crabs kind of approaching at the same time. And they're just laden with berries.
I... I'm so mad. It's fun. Good job.
You gonna make some sorbet?
I'm gonna,
Do I know any bisque recipes?
Yes.
Great. Noted.
They're not real crabs.
That's not my problem.
Yeah. I assumed he was hungry, so I sent him out. I'm gonna just send one of them with the berries to go and bother him. With the berries.
Oh, I'm bothered. It's fine.
Like, offer them.
No.
They he's offering them.
I refuse to take random crab berries. Sooner take a level of exhaustion from starving than have the crabs feed me.
They don't have to feed you.
Yeah, no, he's just holding berries.
He can keep holding them forever. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you send Red, and he offers them to you, and you just kind of... No.
So upset right now.
So he
just kind of
keeps
offering them too, but he's just eating them one by one.
I hope that poison. I really do.
Can I see this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's happening in the mouth of the cave. Nama is quite amused.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, maybe. I'm just going to think to myself, maybe he doesn't eat berries?
I thought
and
he was
I'll go give him a piece of the jerky again and be like...
I haven't even eaten my last one. Why that now?
Well, I think you have. So I'm going to go give him another one
it's
and be like...
It's the best jerky plan ever. It's like a pyramid scheme of jerky.
He's like some... Like, think he's like some big stupid baby.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Like, stop. Oh my god, the two of us is terrible. Yeah, I'm gonna say
he's like a squishy version of you.
Yeah,
to me anyway.
I thought he was hungry. He looked like he was going out to look for food, so I sent them out, and he doesn't want the berries.
Maybe he doesn't like berries. That's why I gave him jerky.
I don't know. Is he eating it?
In this very second,
I think so.
For crack, lightning shoots from the center of the storm and strikes the tree.
Oh, thank
great tree
God.
The
one
the great tree
is,
of the
okay,
not
the one thing.
As soon as we woke up, I told them about what happened with Nella. We should go.
To the tree. Not the node.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
She's what? Not been wrong before. We should listen to her.
Do we leave...
Well, yeah.
Shards.
Wow.
With your mother. Or do we take them to where they can easily get into
They do
their
not have the strength to defend
experience?
Themselves
everything
if something
NPCs.
Happened.
Leave everything with the NPCs.
Guys,
you don't need any items.
Make sure to give all the quest items to the NPCs.
Also, all the good berries, healing potions, if you've got them.
Got weapons?
Definitely leave the water weird.
I thought you didn't want your mother killed. I don't.
That's why she's staying here.
Don't give her
and I'm like,
shards.
She's not taking a shard. There's only one warrior here. Because the other one died.
Will it be okay if we leave her
you.
Here again?
I believe... Well,
I'm going to whisper to you. Would you be able to convince them to go back to the village?
No, I cannot go against my elder's wishes.
Unless they're lawn, screw that guy.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Well, the females, you know, actually listen.
Yeah.
And take in other people's information.
Men are better, and they know what's right.
Screw men, I say, as a male centaur.
Where would they want to go?
I do not know. I do not wish to leave them here in case...
For crack! Another lightning bolt.
It might be best for all of us to go.
Look at that tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
They all stay here. Well, I'll tell them not the same to tree make any more fire.
No, yeah, it's the giant green tree in the center of the forest.
That drew the thing to them.
It's currently the storm is swirling around.
I'm going
to
whisper to you.
The one tree.
And it's green white, basically on the base of the clouds shooting up. There's something happening there.
I want to totally touch the tree.
Okay.
Sure, it's a while away.
Oh, I thought it was in the camp.
No, it's about days travel. It's in the center of the Blackwood.
Great. I have some friends there. They'll tell us where to go.
So quick little map.
I'm gonna take that.
Take that. You can move all of that.
Okay. I think we've kind of come up with a plan.
Oh no, not a plan.
Yeah.
That never goes. Wow. I love the head shake before that happened.
I hate sneezing.
It was me.
It's so violent.
You can make it less violent.
Have you heard Ross sneeze?
Yeah.
Okay. That's violent. This is green tree. This is black things on the tree.
I've got a team.
Black wood.
Kind of
like that. Around it. The centaur village is here-ish. First node is here. You are at this. Mm-hmm. You just destroyed this node here. Traveling in to that.
Shame you don't have your bird.
Well, the point of getting the bird when we first got here was to get us to the center and skip all this. Then it died.
For crack.
We need to go.
Yeah.
It's pretty regular.
Yep, let's go now.
So far.
Let's go now straight through the...
Nama and Vera and Carrick are going to stay here and not build a fire and not draw something massive to them.
And not die. That is their main directive.
Barricade yourself into the cave.
I'm telling them to keep Red with them, and if anything happens, kill Red, because then we'll know.
Covering his ear. Covering those ears.
And your ears and his ears.
No, she told me to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, cover. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. And you're making a run for the center?
Yeah, and I'm going to use straight the through. Stone.
Okay.
And hopefully that does something.
You might want to move. Oh, wait, no. You can just use a... No,
the party just
gone.
Split.
Might have to move along, Shredder.
The NPCs and the PCs split.
Okay. 12 hours. It's been a long rest.
Hey, you're going that way. I'll go this way.
Those two can go off that way.
You'll hear me if something bad happens.
You can summon it, and it's available for 12 hours. And
screaming
then
or gun dry?
That sucks.
Be louder than me screaming. Unless
it's
I...
good.
Seriously,
yep.
It doesn't
didn't take it. So yeah.
Well, it's the same canyon that you had to cross to get here. I mean, the bridge is here.
Yeah. Fine. We'll
that's
go.
Count. That's counted into the day travel.
Okay.
The Blackwood should take us. Should. Have less resistance now that
we should be able to go through the because I told you the conversation with Nella and the fact that it stopped.
Use a river climbing across the river
through the stone, so it's like a river stone that's been worn down, and there's maybe a hole, maybe I don't know, 5 mil across that you can look through.
Yeah,
you can see black energy emanating from trees, and you notice when you go close to those trees, they are the ones that start moving. The others are inert.
Would we be able, hang on, to use... He's got a rope of climbing, so could we use it to cross the river at, like, the canyon at the narrowest point and get to there faster?
You can definitely try.
But we have to follow a certain path.
Well, is there a path that will...
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if you can...
I can only see a certain distance. I'm assuming.
Yes.
So...
We're going to have to figure that out when we get to it.
Okay.
If we get to it.
She said go as the crow flies, didn't she?
Well, it's the quickest way.
Quickest
straight
way,
line.
Yeah.
Straight line.
Is anyone a crow?
A crow?
No.
No, and I can't turn into one yet.
Really?
Level 6.
Really convenient.
How close are we to level 6?
Mm. Not a bit.
Yeah.
Couple of sessions.
Damn it.
Three, maybe four.
Stupid sessions.
Couple of thousand.
Ruining everything.
Damn. Well.
Okay. So you're heading towards it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Following me using my stone.
Okay. You get...
going as quick as we possibly
unmolested.
Can.
I'll be on the... on the
to the canyon.
Okay.
How are you crossing?
How far across is it?
50 feet. Same as before.
We have a fly.
It's gone now.
It's gone now?
Yeah, it's gone now.
Really?
I thought it was 12 hours. For 12 hours.
Is it 12 straight hours?
Oh.
I thought you could...
I thought it was just...
No, you can split it up.
Oh, yeah. So I can split it up.
Yeah, we've used 2 hours of it.
Okay, so... okay, no, that's fine then. We can all go across. And
actually, no. You would have used 8 hours of it. Because you're on it there and back.
Yes. Okay.
So we still have it for a while?
4 hours.
How much can the fly hop? Like
one person.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like if it was to, if we were to tie something to it.
Yep.
How
not
much
you.
Could? Okay. Because I have no idea how I'm gonna get across there.
Yeah.
Same way as we were planning on doing it first. We take the rope over and we. Oh, you can just
then
animate
bungee?
It from the start.
Then I do what?
Then you...
tightrope.
Is it still raining?
Pull yourself in. Using
is it raining? I don't think I can do
I'm
that.
Going,
why not?
How, it's 50 feet, right?
Yes.
This is just a river, isn't it?
Collect
no, it's a
cube 5 foot by 5 foot of
okay.
water. I'm going to freeze it, and I'm going to do it successively across.
Okay.
So,
yes,
a thing, and I'm going to get the crabs, because they've got spider climb, to toss gravel on it so, so he doesn't slip.
Wait, you can do that?
I can.
Can she do that?
5 foot cube. I can shape it. I can control temperature, control flow, direction. I can freeze it. So I can basically slowly freeze a bridge across, so you can get across.
Would you?
Trees?
Yeah.
What about them?
Are there any?
Yes.
How big are they?
Quite large.
Okay. Chop one down and lay it over like a bridge. Not that large.
Not more than 50 feet tall.
Bungee. Slingshot.
Catapult?
I don't think you can catapult this is
but
I like your ice idea. I want to see it happen and hopefully not fail horribly.
I'd say tie the rope to him.
Safety line.
Yeah, so if it doesn't hold, he doesn't just die.
Because, yeah, you guys go across
on
the fly.
We can go across on the fly, yeah. And I can do that.
I'm gonna. When we do this. Oh, actually, I've got a potion of flying.
Okay.
You guys.
Oh, well, okay, that's
couldn't
fine.
You just turn into a small animal?
Yes.
And then fly and carry you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could do that too. Okay, good.
I'll say that.
Right.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Can I turn into a crab?
I'll see what I can turn into.
Turn into a flea.
Turn into another crab.
Pick something useful though, so you can use up a change and then have to change back because it's useless.
Giant
so
spiders are fun.
Well.
Yeah.
Nice scabby.
Oh god.
Fly.
I think it's a giant spider. Could it hold it?
It's the same size. It's one size smaller than the fly.
Okay.
The fly is big enough for you to ride. The spider's not really that big.
The fly is not intelligent, though. Just
no.
The mastiff.
Yep.
We haven't used that mastiff in so long. We need
no,
to do that more.
Didn't need to.
You really just put him underwater and then...
Yeah.
Bye. I think I summoned him back to apologize.
We apologized
I summoned him again.
Yeah. No, because his cooldown is 7 days. That's why we haven't been able to have him out yet.
No,
it's been 7 days.
Oh, has it?
It's been, like, at least a week.
Secondly,
okay.
Yes.
I haven't used it for 12 hours either.
No, he's got a 6-hour duration.
6 hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally summoned him for, like, a second.
Yeah, like, a
underwater.
Seconds.
Yeah. Alright.
So what, it's back to 6 hours now.
It was almost 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I was contemplating taking him out for the briefing of Carrick, so he knows the way there, too. But then, you know, he told everyone else, so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that don't need the Mastiff.
Don't need a mask here. Don't need it.
Not right now, anyway.
bird sure does seem to be in business. What does all this creepy green lightning mean? Will our heroes get there in time? And will Charles ever learn to speak Fae Common? To find out the answer to these questions and more, tune in next time on Goodberry Smoothies. To have your say, or if you have any other questions, please find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or go to our home on the web, www.thatsnotcanonproductions.com, for find more information on the players and characters in this podcast and in all of our other affiliated podcasts. If you really like the show, please go into iTunes and leave us a rating and an extra special review. Or you can go onto our Patreon and generously give to the podcast. Thank you goes out to Alex Smith for our character art and our theme tune. And be sure to join us next time for more Goodberry Smoothies!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.